three,
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everybody? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I love to shotgun White Claws on the west side with Baser. And boys, I'm the gambler on the show, and after this weekend, I showed how low my nuts hang. I'm back to gambling, boys.
I don't know what that means at all.
I actually got cleaned out, but...
Yeah, it shows how low your nuts hang. Does that mean...
So does that mean you're a good gambler?
Or a bad gambler? I can't tell. Like, what does that mean?
I don't know what the nuts hanging low or high have anything to do with it.
We didn't go into detail on the bets the past show of the Vegas trip. Like, you know, a lot of people did their blackjack, their craps. Well, I did some sports. I dabbled in that. And I dabbled in a soccer game on a Saturday morning.
Oh, my gosh. It wasn't that girls' soccer game, was it?
No. Okay. But first of all, there's no fans, and it was a fast track. And I did the over, or I did the under 2.5. Coaches, it was over so quick, it's not even funny. They scored 2 goals in the first 10 minutes of the game. Man, was that a bad bet.
But what went into the bet? Did you research
No,
it
he
all?
Just looked at the sheet.
You want to know what went into it?
It
went into it because there's nobody in the sports book taking bets. So all you're doing is looking at this little kiosk. That's how you have to place the bet. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to navigate because the graphics on it are from the 1970s. So I'm just trying to find a soccer game that's about to start. Hurry, get my money in. Wait, my card's not working. Maybe I need to grab Cody's card, his player's card, and that's how I can place the bet. I finally get it in. No more than 10 minutes afterwards, there had already been 2 goals.
Coach, I feel you. When I woke up Saturday morning too, I was not in Vegas. I was in Nashville, but I tried to open up sports, Yahoo Sports. And then I went to ESPN and then I just Googled soccer because I'm trying to figure out what games were on, what Liga or
Bundesliga.
Like, I'm like, I don't understand. And Bayern Munich and Liverpool. Like by the time I figured it all out, coach, these people had played, I guess, like overnight.
Here in America, what we're used to is going to ESPN, seeing the big three. Here we go. Here's your sports for the day. Now we're having to go to other websites. We're having to check the because ESPN isn't covering Bundesliga. You got to search for it.
No, you got to watch in the Spanish channels,
which is
on DirecTV. It's the 400s.
Well, and here's the deal in Vegas. You think they have every sporting event? Yeah, they don't broadcast all the soccer games.
They weren't doing La Liga?
Dude, they have one La Liga game on, then they have a soccer, or so they'll have a couple soccers, but then they have a movie on. They're doing random.
A movie?
Oh, coach. They were doing Angels in the Outfield on Friday night, coach.
Boy, did you bet on the length of the film?
That's
coach?
What we said. Can we bet if what's the score of the game? Does anybody remember watching the movie? Because they're getting
that's
wacky.
Crazy,
and
dude.
I even did a picture, and I think I put it on our Twitter account. They did have a sim game on one of the TVs.
Nice.
That's the lowest the sports book's ever gone. To see computerized guys playing basketball and somebody, God knows who, was betting on it, that was great to see.
There was very little to put on the TVs, and they have a lot of TVs. So you would think, okay, they'll just put the soccer game that is live, they'll put it on every TV.
Right.
But no. And who is actually sitting in the sports book watching Angels in the Outfield? That's what I want to know.
Was there someone watching it with a Bloody Mary?
No. Like, I'm saying, there's not any. There's very.
Sir, are you betting for your free drink? No, I'm watching Angels in the Outfield. Can I get a double?
Can you keep it down? Can you keep it down? I'm trying to watch.
More popcorn, please.
Sir, I saw you waving me over here. No, I see an angel.
In the outfield.
He's going along with the movie. Oh, coach.
It was interesting. And we one thing we did leave out of the bachelor party episode.
There was many details that we left out.
No, we left out the part about how, so at the end of the trip, there is 2 cases of beer that was hot that we didn't have ice. So we literally just laid it in the hallway and you come back the next morning. This is when we were going to bed at like 4 a.m. last night. Come out in the morning and there's only 4 beers left. So people were just going by and taking one, taking 2. They didn't take the whole case or anything.
If you saw a 30-pack of Coronas, which is a fine beer, what would you do?
Take 1 or 2?
Who are you, Mother Teresa?
I thought you would take the whole case down to your room.
You know what, man? I understand this. I'm telling you, if I was up and I was stumbling down the hall and I was like, man, I can really use just 1 beer while I'm in bed you know, just to cap the night off. Oh, oh. Well, look at that. There's a box of Corona.
Or you're headed down to the gaming floor and you just want one for the walk.
Why not? That is a dream situation. Dude,
even if if I'm with the fiance and we see a case of beer outside a hotel room, you're grabbing the whole thing. Since when do you just get that lucky? Grab it, go to your room, you're good. But yeah, people were actually surprisingly being courteous and only grabbing a couple beers, and we'd laugh every time because, oh, somebody only took six in the past 3 hours. That was courteous of them.
A hot beer, too. That's kind of gross.
It's gross, and I scared some people when we were putting it in the hallway originally. There was a group of people walking at the end of the hall, and I yelled, hey, you guys want some Corona?
Oh, Coach, you can't say that right now, man, Coach.
That was bad.
Oh, they're like, no, we don't want it.
And then we had a bottle of Tito's, but it was half drank, and so it was by the elevator for probably 2 days, and we go, guys, nobody's taking the half drank Tito's that's still chilling by
for
the
two
elevator.
Days, why did no, you no, all leave no, it no, there?
Eddie, he is exaggerating. It was put out there at the same time the beer at 4 a.m. the last night we were there.
Well, yeah, because you weren't going to drink it anymore.
Yes, because we were getting up. Like when we went to bed, we were getting up and going to the airport. Right. So it was over. Like it was over. So we
set
it out.
Party's over. Got it.
Yeah. Him saying we put it out 2 days in advance, that means we bought it and then we stuck it out there because we were only there for two nights.
Well, and my maid, she's going to be very, very happy because she came into a room with about 14 Michelob Ultras. I mean, we had so much alcohol left over. It's not even funny.
I always think like when we go on the road and we play, and usually I'll be like a sixer or 12 pack after the show, and I'll drink 3 or 4 beers out of it, and I'll usually leave beers in the fridge if the hotel has a fridge. Yeah. And I always think, not the maid, but the maid's husband or whoever drinks Miller Lite,
that's where it's at.
Is gonna be like, wow, thank you, I needed that.
I would bet the maid has to throw it away.
No. I asked someone what they did with it. They're like, oh, we take it home. Absolutely.
Love it. See, absolutely. That's what makes me happy because I didn't want
mine. Okay, that makes me feel good.
I didn't want mine going in the dumpster.
No. They said they get a lot of trash, too, that they don't keep or whatever. But
the fact that I made a very nice family in Las Vegas happy that night with those 12 Michelob Ultras, if it led to just some crazy decisions where they made crazy love, I love that I contributed to that.
That's great, Coach.
To that couple.
That's great.
But, I mean, as depressing as it was to be guys and not drink all the alcohol, I mean, that's a low one, man.
Yeah, and then, you know, Ray, how Eddie was giving us a hard time because people donated money.
Okay,
I'm over it, but go ahead.
Yeah, people said it was funny. They thought they loved it hearing
Eddie.
Well,
I'm looking at Blake Thompson's tweet, and it says, oh, don't worry, I sent Eddie some money on Venmo because you seem to feel left out for Sizzin getting so many donations. Buy yourself something.
Did he?
And then also, Peter Wyatt, they suspended my account for donating too much to Sizzin. Can you send this to him? Did you keep that money in your Venmo or have you sent that to Ray?
I don't know what you're talking about, Coach.
Oh, see? Hey, Ray.
Who was his name?
That one is from Peter Wyatt.
Yeah, I need to message Peter because I never got that from Eddie.
Wow, man. See. And Blake Thompson sent you something.
Can you decline these?
Yes, Coach. Decline money on Venmo.
I would gladly. Where are they? Let me see. How do I check that?
I just see a screenshot right here.
Notifications.
That he sent you money, and then here's some Peter Wyatt on yours.
Guys, what's Coach, the response?
I don't know how to check.
You click
out.
On your picture. They updated the app. It's upper left, Coach. I would know. Okay. We've had it been rolling in. It's now the money's going to be on the far right.
Okay. I click on the amount.
What's the amount?
78, but I mean,
now we're talking.
No, I gamble with this. This isn't donations, Coach.
I don't know. I just say, hey, you know.
No, but how do I find out who gave me money?
The people. You click on the people,
the person.
Coach.
Got it. Oh, Blake Thompson, $1.15.
There you go.
Send
wow.
it on
Peter
over.
Wyatt, $1.
Dang.
Now we're talking.
Wow, I didn't even see this. Oh, gosh, -20 poker night. -20 poker night.
Boys, dang. What have you guys been seeing at the response to our previous podcast?
Oh, greatness. People loved it. I did get one feedback from Locks.
Did people finish it?
Yeah, people listen to the whole thing.
It's a little difficult. It's 1:40. If you had a commute, you also had to probably listen to it during dinner.
Locks, I felt like, was a little 40. Upset with my description of how the pull-up challenge went. He responded with, now, going to the pull-up challenge, I knew I couldn't do it. I'd been drinking all day, and they greased the bar.
They greased the pig on Locks.
Is that true?
I don't know. I
did
didn't,
you guys touch the bar? Ever?
I did not touch the bar. I did not. I so maybe it was greased. Maybe he's not lying, but I felt like he was once again making excuses. He said he could do it for 5 minutes, and he was very terrified to actually get up there and do it. And it took some egging on. Like we did some double dog dares with sugar on tops. And he finally went.
You did, really?
No, I felt like we did because we kept pestering him.
Coach, Sore Losers Locks changed his name. So on Twitter, at Sore Losers Locks, this is just his title. It's not his actual at name.
Not Sore Losers Locks?
He now changed his name to Not Sore Losers Locks.
Why?
Because he said he's mad at us. Because Lunch told him about the grease pig, and we said he fell off a bar, and he was wearing a tank top.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Coach,
yeah.
We invited him out to Vegas and just bashed the dude for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I might officially hate the Sore Losers.
That's what we do, just make fun of each other the whole time.
No, I honestly texted him. He said he's cool.
Okay, good.
He was just kidding around. My fiance said she was cracking up, and she goes, "Is he really mad at you?" And I said, "I don't think so." So I texted him.
Oh, and then he tweeted, "I might officially hate the Sore Losers. Just brutal to get judged after drinking at the pool for hours. Guys, I was drunk. My bad." So he took the criticism of the pull-up bar very seriously.
Oh, he did confirm my story. He said, "I can confirm Henny guy was at the Bubble Craps machine all weekend. Thank
Henny,
you.
Henny.
Drinking that damn bottle of Hennessy. Yeah, I mean, did you ever finish Henny. It, buddy? Did you ever get cleaned out?"
He's probably still there, Coach.
Oh, are you kidding me, Coach? He was camped out there for the whole weekend. He knew that was my machine, too.
What about Cody? Did he ever say anything on Twitter?
I have not seen anything from Cody. I mean, Cody may be mad at us, too, or maybe he didn't have fun. I don't know.
But I don't know if you read this one already. Another lie, Sore Losers Locks says, "I had shorts and a t-shirt on at the pool."
Oh, wow. Sore Losers Locks. Now you think these guys lie.
Sorry,
okay.
I don't take swimsuits to the airport. Also, I brought my luggage to storage.
Sore Losers Locks. Now you know how these guys like to exaggerate things. Okay, got it.
So I actually feel bad about that. He was wearing the tank because he was just told we were going to Taco Bell real quick. Instead, then we took him to the Cosmo. We got a bunch of girls in little black dresses, and then it got crazy from there.
You met little girls in what? You met girls in
Coach,
little black
have you
dresses?
Ever been to Cosmo Hotel?
I mean,
we were so damn underdressed. It's not even. Coach, I'm in gym shorts and my Yeezys, and I got like the same shirt I'm wearing right now, a black long sleeve shirt. I mean, I was underdressed. Think of locks. I mean, head and shoulders underdressed. And he tried getting into the number one bar at Cosmo with a tank top on.
The bar that we danced at?
No, that's closed now, dude.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, what was that called? I don't even know, but Chandelier Bar is where we were going.
Chandelier Bar.
And God, the women at Cosmo are just so hot. It's a different level.
All of them?
And you got to realize.
No, not all of them.
Dude,
but
we haven't been out to a club. So, you know, clubs and bars aren't open right now. Dude, I haven't seen a cocktail dress in five months.
So when you're seeing those dresses hugging the curves and the, you know, I mean, it was just
hugging
like.
The curves.
Man, this
Coach,
was
I was not
awesome.
Taking it to that level, but Locks did. I mean, he's been in Minnesota where they've been bundled up for 12 months. Locks had his, like, it was almost impossible to talk to the bros at this time because every guy was just staring in every direction. I mean, we couldn't have been more creep zone in the history.
I mean, they could have followed us with a mop and cleaned up the drool as we're all walking.
Dude, they had to get a hazmat crew out there after Locks was in there drooling, dude.
Then, did any of you guys ever accidentally run into like a pillar or a wall or anything?
No,
Coach, I almost fell off the diamond balcony.
There was one guy in the group that went up to one girl and said, "Excuse me, is your ass real?"
Wow, that's a baller statement.
Because the ass was unreal.
Well, and I heard, though, when she turned around, she looked like a blowfish. So she had the lips blown up, dude, the cheekbones blown up.
So the butt was blown up.
Obviously,
the butt had some
injections
she said,
from a doctor.
It's real.
That's hard to believe.
But
Coach,
when you see her face, there ain't no dang thing on her body that was real.
Really?
Like, everything was injected.
So what makes you think her ass was real, then?
No, I don't believe her, but she said it was real.
Gotcha.
And I would believe her if she didn't turn around and her look, like Ray said, a blowfish.
Do you guys like butts? Like, is that something that you, like, look... You look at a girl's butt and you're like, I like butts.
Well, these guys were pointing it out, and I looked over, and all I saw was a damn dump truck or like a horse's ass, Coach.
Dang!
I didn't even know.
I mean, it was a rump.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Was some junk in there or what?
There was some junk.
I think she
is
the Kim
trunk.
K of Vegas.
Oh, God.
But I mean, just without the looks or the career.
Or the money.
Yeah.
she was basically just a...
She was just a lobby rat.
A lobby rat?
What's something that rhymes with lobby?
Lobby.
She didn't
lizard.
Leave the,
lobby.
There you go. Lobby lizard. Coach, she didn't
that
leave.
That doesn't
the,
rhyme with lobby.
But it's an L and L.
L. It rolls better than lobby rat. Lobby lizard.
Okay.
Anytime you go to a hotel and you're just chilling at where you check in and there's those girls that just keep walking through. Yeah, they don't have a room there. They're just trying to find a nice rich guy who can they can use the money to gamble.
Yes, and I hope Locks knows that, look, when you go part of a bachelor party, you're going to get, like, that's what happens. We're going to make fun of everything. And he's like, one guy replied to him and said, "You definitely got roasted, but I think it was in a friend kind of way." And Locks goes,
"It's a great way
knows?
To put it.
It's a friend kind of way.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what happens.
Like,
when
I wasn't there or anything, but I can just tell by the way you guys are talking. It's definitely a friend kind
of
way.
Yeah. It's just that it's fun to make fun of things that happen. And of course, we're not going to make fun of things we did. If you had a podcast, you'd be able to make fun of things we did because in your eyes, we did something stupid.
I didn't even know. Locks took a candid of me. I'm on his Twitter right now of me playing Bubble Crafts.
Yeah, man, he took a candid of me playing Blackjack.
I mean, coach, what if I was not supposed to gamble on that trip?
I think he was your photographer, coach.
Yeah, what happened to that photographer you said was going to come?
Oh,
was that Locks?
I forgot to DM him back. Dang it.
Oh, you did say there was going to be a photographer there, coach.
That would have been fun. We'd have had more people hanging on. But, I didn't DM him back. My bad.
That's okay. Then, guys, okay. Here's the big news. Cam Newton to the Patriots.
This is what we needed.
What?
This is what we needed.
This will save sports. It's more momentum to start football then.
This is not what Belichick wanted.
This is what we needed.
Belichick
needed everybody.
Loses Brady and gets Cam.
I mean, can you imagine the conversation when he went home and told his wife what happened? She's like, what's wrong? What? You look like you had a bad day.
Well, yeah.
You try leading a team when you had Tom Brady and now you have Cam Newton. You know he's pissed about this.
I love everybody freaking out. Oh, my goodness. Cam Newton, the Patriots are going to be back to the AFC East title. Wait, they have a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Who said
what
that?
A great signing.
Who is saying this?
New everywhere. Look
what?
Everywhere.
No,
everybody is hyped
here.
Up. Here's the thing. In my eyes, Cam Newton is not even going to be the starter in New England. They believe in Jarrett Stidham. They believe in Stidham. That's why they drafted him. That's why they groomed him. That's why they are ready to put him in. They
No. They don't bring Cam Newton in here to bring the little guy.
Oh, yes.
No. The little guy's not playing, coach.
Oh, Stidham is going to be.
Jason Stidham is not playing.
It's
Statham.
Whatever. I don't know if you pronounce either of those correct.
Stidham, that's how you say his name?
Yes. That.
Whatever. He's but not touching the ball.
I'm telling you, I've seen him on Sims. He sucks.
Yeah, coach, listen to Ray.
You hate when I go with the little electronic guys that play 3D football. Listen, they are a great representation. Stidham blows.
Coach, we hate it, but that's all we got right now. So I trust you, coach.
I'm telling you, he's backup city.
No, Stidham is going to be the starter in New England. If New England was so hyped, if they loved him so much.
Are you making this up? Are you just trying to start controversy? You know that Cam's a starter.
Absolutely not.
Are you dead serious right now?
I am dead serious. They drafted Stidham, right? I think third round, maybe.
Yeah. So not knowing they were going to get Cam.
But this was last year, before Tom Brady was even gone.
They knew Tom was leaving.
Because they need to know if he can be their quarterback. They know Cam Newton is not the future. Cam Newton's already old, beat up. They have to put Stidham in there and see what they got. So Cam Newton is a nice little insurance plan that can sit on the bench and, you know, maybe we can run some plays with him because if he's athletic and we can throw, you know, he can come in maybe a series or two.
Now,
Jarrett Stidham is the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots when the season kicks off.
Shocking,
that is what I'm saying.
Shocking, I know, but I disagree with you. And I'll tell you what I think the plan is.
Go for it.
The plan is, yes, I think Jason Statham, what is his name?
Jarrett Stidham.
Jarrett Stidham. He is the next New England Patriots quarterback. Yes, he is the future of the Pats. However, you sign Cam Newton to a one-year deal. This is what you're going to do with him. You're going to start the season with Cam Newton. Why? Because it's a headline starter. This is what people are going to want to see. They want to be excited for the season to start. They're going to want to see Cam Newton as a New England Patriot. Then he's going to suck for two games. They're going to bench him, bring Jason Statham in, and then they're going to be like, all right, Cam, teach him everything you got, and then thank you for your year. Get the hell out of here.
No, see, because Stidham's already been there, so he knows the offense. He knows the playbook.
Coach.
Cam Newton.
Jason Statham's going to learn from Tom Brady and Cam Newton.
He doesn't need to learn anything from Cam.
Sure
he already
will.
He learned
Cam
from the
knows
greatest.
A lot.
Cam knows nothing about the New England Patriots offense. Nothing about their system.
No, as a quarterback.
Who would you rather him learn from, Tom Brady or
coach,
Cam Newton?
Brady's in Florida.
Exactly.
Now.
He already learned and picked the brain of the greatest of all time. He doesn't need Cam Newton to teach him anything.
Cam's going to teach him how to run. This dude has fresh knees, unlike Cam. He's going to teach him how to scramble with the ball. Something Tom Brady knew nothing about. I'm telling you, it's a good move for the Patriots, coach. It'd be a stupid move for them to have Cam Newton with all the pictures and all the images of Cam in Patriots gear, and he won't even play. Get out of here. You have to start him the first game. You have to start him.
It is a risk-free move. That's the whole point of it. It costs them very little money. It's all incentive-based. So if he does actually get on the field and he performs, great. He earns a little bit of more money. If he rides the bench, it costs him next to nothing to bring him in and sit on the bench and have him as an insurance policy. That's what it is. No one else. He's not going to be a starter. Stidham, you have to find out if he is your future. Because if you wait another year, you're another year behind the rebuild. So you might as well put him out there. Cam Newton, everybody wants to put him, in the Patriots. He's taking over for Tom Brady. I love all these headlines I'm reading because he's not there to take over for Tom Brady.
Ray,
Stidham is.
Ray, here, Cam Newton or Jason Stidham?
I've seen Stidham. I told you. But here's Cam's audio that he posted. I don't know if this is any good. So this is a pump up video, like I'm coming to New England. It's him training.
What I feel, there's so much on my mind right now. But I'm gonna keep this shit brief.
He's gonna keep what?
He's gonna keep it brief.
I'm at your neck.
Oh mother!
Wait, you gotta listen to this lad. That actually pumped me up. This is Patriots football.
Ooh, what I feel, there's so much on my mind right now. But I'm gonna keep this shit brief.
I'm gonna keep what?
I'm at your neck.
Oh! Get out of the way, mother!
I'm at your neck.
Yeah, he's talking to Jason Statham right there.
That was a pretty baller video,
Coach. Dang. That's your starter right there, Coach.
Guys, I know
you want to.
I love it. No. Everybody buys into these. Oh, it's because they signed Cam Newton. You had to start him. It's sort of like Jameis Winston. He was a starting quarterback. Now he's a backup. It happens. Cam Newton is old and busted up. He hasn't been healthy in a few years. So he is just coming in to maybe provide something here and there with the offense. Stidham will be playing quarterback. I don't understand why. Like, Stidham is what?
Stidham was terrible with Auburn.
No, he wasn't.
Guys. Dude, they're
both Auburn Tigers. Give me a break, guys. This is amazing. This is a great scenario for the Pats. Like, really, I think the Patriots should be excited because you know what would have happened if Cam wouldn't have joined this team? No one would be watching the Patriots.
The Patriots don't care if you watch them. That's not why they're there.
Excuse me?
They are there to win games. Do you think Bill Belichick cares if you're watching? He knows you're going to be watching because all they do is win. They win all the time.
Belichick cares so much about winning, Coach, that he's going to quit after this year because they are going to suck.
Yeah, Belichick might be thinking about that retirement.
He's going to retire after this year because Cam Newton, Jason Statham, Julian Edelman ain't going to save that team. That team's done. And done. We're going to be like the old Patriots, the one with a little Patriot soldier hiking the ball.
Oh, those old white helmets.
Yeah. That year when, people had to think back hard. Who's this last NFL team that I'm not thinking of? Oh, the New England Patriots.
Dude.
They have a plan. They may not be good this year, but they know they're rebuilding. They got rid of a lot of their older veteran players to make room for the young guys. And so they're going to build. And who's young? Stidham, the quarterback. So they're going to build together. So this year they're not as good, but they have draft picks next year. And boom, here we go. Here come the Patriots.
Then how come Edelman tweeted, "Let's get to work," to Cam?
Okay.
That's his saying, "Let's get to work."
But he didn't tweet Jason Statham.
Because Stidham's been on the team.
Why not? Coach, we've been on the Bobby Bones show forever. Coach, I tweet you all the time. Coach, let's go.
Dude, hey.
No, you don't.
UFC.
Yeah, hey, you know what Belichick's tweeting in a day or two?
Yeah, he's like, I'm.
No. Let's get to work.
Coach, he's screwed, man.
Dang.
He's going to get a taste of that humble pie, and it's going to suck for him.
Belly?
Yeah.
Belly has humble
Belly
pie.
Already had a humble pie. He already had Titans humble. Smacked that ass.
He's had a humble pie before.
But that was in the playoffs.
But I'm saying he's ate that pie. He's ready for another pie.
What humble pie does he need? He just needs to look down at his two hands and count all those rings.
But those people don't think like that, Coach. Those people think like, I need another ring. Five more rings.
Dude, he ate a humble pie draft night when it was him, his dog, and an Apple computer in his kitchen. He didn't have no friends. That was everybody left him, dude. Everybody.
That's true.
Wife wasn't even there to support him. She's probably in off screen. But what I'm saying is, dude, everybody left Belichick. And now he's trying to get some more people to come to the party. Hey, Cam, any way you can swing by, get a 12er, swing by the house. I need like some numbers at the party right now. Everybody left.
If they were so high, if they wanted Cam so bad, why didn't they sign him 3 months ago?
Because they just want him to start now. Because, Coach, really,
if they really wanted him,
it's a hard hit to lose the greatest quarterback of all time, in quotations. I've never said that, but people say that. It's hard. It's hard for your team to lose Tom Brady.
But Tom Brady
takes Gronk with you, the second best player. I mean, it's like your team's stripped.
And he's also worried if Brady's going to like tell all his boys, hey, guys, so this is how we cheated. All right, you guys hear this? All right, so here's how it went down.
All right, hey, let me see that phone.
Patriots did get fined like $1 million, and they lost a third round draft pick for that.
Watch. Give me the needle. Here, take the needle out of the pump. Watch. All right, now feel it. What does it feel like? It feels like a sponge. That's how they're going to do it.
If they wanted Cam Newton so bad, they could have had Cam Newton the day after Tom Brady left, because Cam Newton's been a free agent since March. Guess what? They just waited around because no one else wanted him. Like, you know
corona
what?
Corona coach.
They were like, well, still, there's nobody, Corona still.
Nobody was doing anything.
They said, man, he's cheap enough. You know what? I mean, it's not going to hurt us. Well, we'll just go ahead and try it. See what happens. So bring him in, see what happens. He may not even make the team.
Here's
that'd be crazy.
Crazy take on this. What if Cam was brought in to not be quarterback?
Oh, like a strong safety?
Oh, he could be a wide receiver.
They put him in the backfield.
Coach, we've seen Terrell Pryor go to wide receiver real quick. These quarterbacks can be receivers and also dual threats.
Who?
Pryor? Yeah, Terrell Pryor.
Who else?
Well, there's just one example. Okay. That's all I needed.
Who else?
No.
Our boy in Saints.
Hill?
The Saints.
Taysom Hill?
Jason Hill?
Oh, boy.
Coach, you don't know the who's what. You don't know the who's at all what.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Get this guy a playbook or something.
You guys print out rosters. So,
Coach, we haven't pronounced the name right in about 10 minutes.
Hey, for my birthday, y'all should give me a roster book.
Great all idea.
Every sport, every player.
Jeez.
Would you study it?
No, but I'd have it in front of me and I'd look it up.
Wow, that would make us more legit if we had those little fantasy draft booklets sitting next to us.
Okay, who are we talking about? We're talking about the Saints.
While we're doing the show.
Jason Tatum.
Got it. Jason Stidham. Jason Statham. I think we've called him every name except Jared Stidham.
Where are we at now on this? Which sport starts first? NHL, NBA?
Oh, my God.
Well, NHL and NBA already have set dates.
Are they going to go with them?
Yes, Coach.
Well, then,
done.
Dang, I should have set some future bets while I was in Vegas.
You can do it.
I don't think you can bet on which one's going to start first, but NHL or...
I thought the seasons were a little shaky as it was.
Well, they did say if there's an outbreak in Florida, they may just have to cancel the season.
For basketball?
Yes.
Dang it.
But it's not going to be in the bubble.
It could happen.
Is anybody in the bubble right now yet?
No, no one's in the bubble yet.
For fun. They're just like, I'm going to get there early.
But a lot of people are opting out. Like Avery Bradley opted out. DeAndre Jordan's opting out. There's been numerous players that are saying, I'm out. Like, yeah, I'm not playing.
Because they got money. They're good. They're good to just chill for a little bit until things get safe.
Well, Avery Bradley, he said his is because his oldest son has respiratory issues.
There you
and
go.
So he can't take a chance of getting sick and bringing it home to his son.
What's crazy, too, when you think about money, you know, like with these guys, they're at a different level.
No, I haven't thought about money before. Coach, tell me about it.
No, these guys, they're just at a different level with money.
Coach, I think about money every day.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, well, you got to think too, like you're like, oh, NBA players, they're rich, whatever, they can afford it. But they live, some of them live such a lavish lifestyle that it is just like us not working, you know, to them, because they have to keep up what they call it, keep up with the Joneses.
They have to maintain.
The maintaining thing blows me away, especially when I watch Bravo, the Housewives with my
chick.
Because I'm like, yes, these people have a ton of money, but holy crap, they got to pay for this boat. They got to pay for this butler. Oh, this chef that's always on call. Holy crap, they got a lot of expenses.
Yeah, you have a nice house, but you also have a big yard that has to
get mowed.
And then, you know, the garden needs to be kept up, and the maintenance on the house, and then somebody's got to cook for you every day.
The divorce, you know, that's coming around the corner.
The divorce of the third wife.
that's when the woman sues and says, oh, I need to be able to maintain my lifestyle because I've been It's like, wow.
You just don't think about it with these guys because, you know, we're like, oh, they got a lot of money. They don't have to worry about this stuff. No, they do.
Well, I mean, they could downsize.
Yeah, but that would hurt. because they've worked so hard
to get this life. Hurt the ego. It's anybody that has to downsize, it's an ego hurt.
Yes.
And you know some of those mansions. We don't have a mansion, but you know how hard they are, the upkeep?
Yeah, coach.
Probably pretty hard.
Coach, dude, you know the upkeep in my house, coach? When the toilet goes out, we're in trouble,
listen,
coach.
I tell fiance this almost weekly. We can barely keep an apartment clean. What if we had a house?
Oh, impossible.
Not even mention a mansion.
No, guys, listen.
We can't even manage an apartment that has two bedrooms, a small living room, and a kitchen, coach.
But why, coach? Because you're in those two bedrooms, the small kitchen, and a living area every day. In the mansion, you don't go to the 10 bedrooms ever.
True. But it's still harder because the living room is bigger. The kitchen is bigger. So it's harder to maintain.
It looks less cluttered, coach.
I want to say shout out to, shout out to my father-in-law. Because he stayed.
Shout out to Molly Maids. I just did a cameo for them and wished them a happy 10-year anniversary as a company.
Nope. Shout out to my father-in-law because he was at my house this weekend when I was in Vegas.
Did you have him vacuum?
And he cleaned everything.
He
got the mop out, the broom, he did it all. He moved furniture, he cleaned it all.
I gotta say something about that. Dads, husbands, men that clean, that's legit. I didn't grow up that way. My dad didn't do crap around the house. Like my dad.
My dad doesn't clean.
I've never seen my dad clean anything in my life. He was great at making messes.
My dad even calls my mom in there to clean his butt.
Coach, your dad, did he clean?
There were stints. I remember in middle school a little bit, he would do dishes, but I never saw him vacuum. I never saw him dust.
I
never saw him make a meal. Never saw him make a bed.
But who makes the bed?
I make the bed.
That is the weirdest thing ever.
I would see him do laundry, but his main thing, sometimes he would do the dishes. But coach, other than that, I never saw him do anything.
That's what I'm saying. So your father-in-law cleaning the house, that's legit.
That's mad
props, coach. I don't know. Well, I was like, dang, he must think we're slobs.
He probably couldn't live like you guys.
That's the thing. I was like, was he here and just said, man, this is so bad, I need to help out? Because I don't see him clean that much around his own house. But when I see him do the dishes. Like if my mother-in-law cooks, he'll do the dishes.
But even the dishes, that's pretty
legit. I never see him get a vacuum or a broom or mop when I'm at their house. But when he was at our house, my wife said he moved the furniture and swept under the couches, under the chairs, mopped, cleaned the bathroom.
Put that house under construction because there was signs put up with red traffic cones because you guys made a disaster probably.
Well, it's hard. You have to understand.
I'm agreeing.
That's what I mean. It's with two kids
right
and a
now
dog.
The apartment,
it's just like,
I'm telling you,
I don't
you,
have time. Guys, I would rather sit there like when the kids go to bed. I don't want to clean. I'd rather watch an hour
nobody
of TV.
Nobody wants to clean.
No. That's what I'm saying. I would rather have a messy house and just say, you know what, we had fun today and not stress about it.
Thank you. You know what I would rather do?
Yes.
Tonight, I would rather, after the show and everything, not even that. Leave the blankets on the ground. I don't give a crap. I don't care if there's cat litter strung from one room all the way to the other. The dinner, after we make it, let's just leave it on the counter, no dishes. I'm fine with it being like that. If I can just put my hair down and my feet up and let my nuts hang.
Your hair's...
Your nuts already hang, though.
Your nuts have been hanging since you've been gambling, coach. Like, listen, guys, you can't live your life that way.
I was just trying to bring it full circle,
boys. You can't live your life that way. It does something to your everyday emotion when you look at you walk in, and if you trip on something as soon as you open the door, coach, it puts you in a bad mood. You're like, my life is a mess. Look at this. Look at all the dishes in the sink. Oh, my God, dirty clothes everywhere.
It doesn't matter. I will pick up. And then 30 minutes later, the kid will throw everything I just picked up back
out. You haven't taught your kid to clean up?
He will go into his drawer and open his drawer and take out all his clothes. And
coach,
it's just like,
coach, real talk, can I teach you something?
Coach, do it. People will benefit
from
this.
Real talk, can I teach you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you teach him how to pick up, it is amazing. We've done this with all our kids, and they all do it. It's a game.
Cool.
Destroy. Yeah, he takes everything out. All right, pick up. And you start getting the first thing you put in there. He's like, this is cool. All right. Then he picks up a coach. In 5 minutes, everything's picked up
again. So you're telling me Lunch never learned that second part? He would just go, destroy. Oh. Okay, destroy it some more.
Destroy. No, okay, now let's take
your same toys that are inside. Throw them outside. Keep destroying.
He starts to pick up. And then halfway through the bucket, he gets bored and dumps the bucket back over. Oh, and it's like, okay.
Well,
like,
then, that's on just, him. We'll see, Coach. And that's going to just keep going all the way through high school. He's going to be doing that.
Well, I mean,
you got to teach him how to clean up, Coach.
Dumps the weed all out and all that.
All his White Claws and weed.
Coach,
and
no, when he's in
cigarettes.
High school, he's going to take a Lay's bag of chips and just dump it on the counter. Why the hell did you do that? Dad. I don't know. My dad never taught me how to put stuff.
It was
in
a game my dad said.
He said, just dump it out and never put it back.
Eddie, have your kids reached the age where they drink straight from the milk carton?
No, hell no. They'll never do that. Never. That's not allowed in my house.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
It's not.
You never did that?
Nope, never. Oh, my gosh. I feel like I saw it in a movie one time.
Eddie sounds like he runs a damn boot camp.
I know. Eddie sounds like he has Fort Knox and he can't do anything.
Absolutely.
Coach, every night you're defending the Alamo?
Guys, you have to live your life like this. Listen, it's fine to bring kids in the world and everything, but your job is to show them how to grow up to be responsible human beings.
Well, look at me. I'm a responsible human being, but I drink straight from the milk carton.
You just explained as a 37-year-old man, 38-year-old man, that your father-in-law had to clean your house because it's disgusting.
No.
You do not want to bring your kids in the world and make them into those
Here's
people.
Here's the thing. Disgusting to him, maybe it's livable to me. Like, yeah,
that's
okay.
What hoarders say, Coach.
No, it's not because of hoarding.
That's exactly what hoarders say. Man's junk is another man's treasure.
I mean, we do the dishes, we do the laundry, you
Coach,
know.
Which I would hope, Coach.
We got the we have the Roomba that goes around and sweeps up, you know.
Look, I use toilet paper when I need to.
Whenever the grass reaches the windowsill, that's time to mow.
That's
then
right.
I get outside.
Look,
damn it.
Whenever we run out of clean dishes, I wash one and use it.
If we only have one cup, we share it.
No, we do the dishes, we do things like that, but man, moving the couch to clean under the couch.
Because, Coach, you've seen it too, Coach.
When
behind
we moved
the couches,
out, it was a bunch of dust bunnies.
Oh my gosh, it looked like Bob Marley's dreadlocks, and they were dog hairs.
That was way back then. That was when
No, that's got to be what it looks like now.
That's where Corona originated, dude. When we moved out of that apartment,
it wasn't Wuhan. It was Lunchbox's house.
Oh man.
Coach,
that's because two dogs, dog shed. You guys,
when you get a hotel room, can you imagine if you opened it up and it was like you open the door and it's just messy and you're like, it's cool. No, you want to be pristine.
That's not your mess.
Well, and dude, I wish we would have went to his hotel room.
He trashes hotels.
The group only congregated in Matt Overton's room
because it was the first one in the hall.
Yeah, because it was the best one to do it. But I really wish we'd have went to lunches because I bet it looked like S.
Coach, I've been into lunches room when we go to Vegas just because he needs help tying his tie.
And he doesn't take his crap out of the suitcase and hang it up. Doesn't he just open his suitcase?
Yes, but Coach, the suitcase is like a ball of cloth. Like his clothes aren't folded in there. They're just thrown in there. It's crazy, dude.
And then just lay them over the chair. No big deal.
And then do you wrestle in the bed or something? Because your sheets are always on the floor.
No, what happens is I because what I hate is when they tuck the sheets in.
Oh, that's what I love.
Oh my gosh. No, because then you can't move your toes. They get stuck. I like to have some movement, so I rip those out, and then when I get out of bed, I toss it off, and that's what I mean. I don't make the bed.
I like to make a small fort. You know, you get the pillows from the couch. Lunch, did you make a fort in your hotel room? What the hell is
he
in
here? He takes the cushions off the couch and puts them as a little roof. My kids do that crap all the time.
I can't wait to build a fort with my kid. Are you going to
build them a treehouse or anything in the back?
Not in my backyard. I don't have any trees.
Oh, okay. No, you can. You don't need a tree. You can.
No. Then it's not a treehouse.
Okay.
Like the whole thing.
It could be like a playscape.
Okay, a playscape. That's different.
Would you buy it or build it?
Oh, I'd buy it.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like,
your dad could do that stuff. Though,
yes,
right?
But how cool is it to build a playscape? Awesome. Okay, it takes me 6 months. Okay, or I can buy it and it'll take me 26 minutes.
No, that's not true, Coach. It doesn't take you 26 minutes. My dad bought one time.
No, I'll just order it in 26 minutes.
No, we assembled it.
Mine will be assembled.
No, really?
I will pay the extra $50 for them to assemble it. Yes, I absolutely will.
When we got our first,
Lunch, are you building a treehouse back there? No, it's a playscape. 6 months, almost got her down.
No, that's what I mean. Eddie's talking about building it yourself. Like, yeah,
well, you don't build anything. You're not a very handy man.
I don't have time to build
what
something.
What time? Stop with not having time. You have plenty of time.
No. When you have two kids,
Coach,
you do not have time.
When you have four kids, you have time.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. I do.
Your kids are older. That's what I'm saying.
No, I have a baby, Coach.
No, that's one of them. Okay. One of them. And you have two people that can watch it. So that's one person.
What?
So you have free time while your wife is watching
the
baby.
You have a wife, too.
Yeah, but she's watching one. But I got to watch the other.
But the other one's 2 years old. He walks.
Yes, exactly. So he's into everything at this point.
Yeah, Coach, give him a freaking iPad and let him go to town.
No, we don't give him iPads.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to ask.
There you go. That's your problem.
My sister always giving the kids the phone and the iPad.
Coach, no. That's how you get stuff done.
Well, I'm not telling her how to parent, Coach.
No, that's how you parent.
I know, but I'm telling Bizzle.
No, that's not how you parent.
Absolutely.
You interact with your child. That's what I'm saying. We don't just give them an iPad. We don't just stick them in front of the TV. We don't do that. That's how we like to be involved and have them outside and playing. And that's what I mean. I would rather do that than build the playscape. I'd rather be playing with him and let someone else build it. Get over here.
No, you can build it while the little guy hands you the nails.
Well, dude, if you don't start building crap, when your kids bring friends over, they're going to be like, man, well, your house kind of sucks.
No. Hey, but what are you not going to teach him how to do stuff?
No, I'll teach him how to do things.
But you don't know how to do it.
I know how to do some of the things, but I don't know how to start from nothing and get wood and design a playscape. No, I do not know how to do that.
I don't
want
to go over to Lunchbox's house. It sucks over there.
He has nothing.
No, I mean, I could sit there.
But he does hang out with us all the time, but we don't do anything.
The dad is really nice. He always seems to be home from work. It'll be noon and he'll be at the house.
Hey, do you guys want to come to my house? No, not really. Your dad just hangs out with us all the time.
Your dad's on the couch, isn't he?
He's like, hey, we can just go to your house and watch the movie. Yeah, but then my dad's going to want to watch it with us. He spends all the time with us.
Isn't your dad watching a replay probably the NBA game last night? We can't even play video games.
If you send me the playscape and it's in a box and you give instructions, yeah, we can build it. Great.
Coach, it's not in a box. Those playscapes, Coach, they drop off in crates.
Eddie, do you have a playscape in your backyard right now?
No, I do not.
Acting like you just built one.
Coach, thank you. Ray, he's acting like he does this every weekend.
I did it, Coach. When we had our first son, my dad calls me up and was like, hey, I got your son a playscape.
You're like, perfect. Come build it.
What do you mean, Dad? It's nice. It's good. I got it from Home Depot. I get there, Coach. Like I said, it's in a crate. And he's like, all the tools are in the garage. Whoa, what do you mean all the tools in the garage? I'll help you. Dude, it took us 2 days.
Miserable.
See,
2 days.
That's why I will probably never have a playscape in my backyard. Because there's a park about 100 yards from my house that has two playscapes. I'll go there.
But then my son the other day, we were walking and he saw in somebody's backyard they had a playscape. He's like, whoa, these guys have a playscape.
See, that's a step up.
That's when it happens.
We have a trampoline.
Yeah, Coach, but this place had a trampoline, a basketball hoop, and a playscape.
Coach, your first move needs to be you need to have a little basketball court in that backyard.
You do, Coach.
Guys,
I'm talking about almost for you. Like, you realize some of the stuff you're building isn't just for the kids. It's for the parent. I mean, I'd say my dad played more basketball in the hoop that he built us than we did. He was always out there shooting hoops.
Really? By himself? You get home from school, dad's shooting hoops by himself.
There was a kid in my neighborhood.
He's doing the fake jukes. He's juking.
Shooting fadeaways.
There was one kid in my neighborhood. He had the trampoline, he had the pool, and whatever video game system, the new one that came out, he was the one that had it. He had it. Nintendo, Super Nintendo, I don't even know what other ones he had. But he had them all. That's the house that had everything. Me, I had a basketball hoop. That's it.
So who had more friends?
Well, we would go over there and swim and jump on the trampoline.
So he had more friends.
No.
You would just use him? Was he a cool dude?
No, he's a cool dude. Still friends to this day.
Oh, Forrest.
No. It was Garrett.
And he had the best snacks. His mom loaded up that pantry.
So this sounds like good parents.
That is amazing.
Sounds like great parents. They built stuff with their kids.
They didn't build anything.
The mom made snacks for her.
No,
for
I didn't make
friends.
Them. They were just in the cat. They were like the good like granola bars and fruit by the foot and things like that.
That's always the best when you get that friend or that friend. Their parents are a little lax in where they put the alcohol. That's usually when the kids drink first.
Coach, we're talking about fruit roll-ups.
Oh,
over
my
here.
Bad. When they go over to a parent's house, that just leaves the alcohol on the counter. You know, and so then it's simple to try. The parents that lock it up, those are the.
Did you guys ever have the parents that were cool? Did any of your friends' parents, were they the cool parents that you can go to on Friday night and drink?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to be one of them cool parents.
Are you going to be one of those?
No idea.
I swear my one friend told me when he was in middle school that his parents would play like strip poker when he was around.
What the?
Yeah. Cool okay. parents, coach. Sometimes you can be a little too cool.
It's a little too cool. What on earth?
I don't even know how to respond to that. Like, I don't know that my parents ever, no, they didn't play strip poker ever.
You ever seen them naked?
Probably when I was little. Probably when I was little, I did.
But you don't remember that.
No. Please
no, it was weird. Like I had this, there was a girl in my class that like her parents are just cool. And we would go to her house every weekend, every weekend. My parents, that never flew with
question,
my parents.
Are they cool or are they losers?
Yeah, or are they just
now I'd call them losers. Now when I was in high school, they're cool.
Or are they just lazy as crap and they just didn't care?
Because like my friend, his younger sister had a boyfriend. And he would come over, and the mom would let him drink and hang out. And I'm like, is that cool or is that
loserish?
Yeah.
Well, now that we're responsible adults,
but I'm not that responsible.
Coach,
but yes,
yeah, you are.
Some parents still have that feeling to be considered cool, and they don't want to be viewed as a weirdo, unpopular. They still want to be that. Like you almost look back.
We know Eddie's not going to be the cool parent. He already runs a boot camp.
I would
over
not
there.
Be the cool.
They
parent.
Can't That's even drink saying. Out of the milk jug.
LB is trending. I would say LB is going to be a very cool parent. It just seems like it. It just seems because you're like, I don't care. Let's do it. I yelled at a guy. It just seems like you're going to be one of the funny. The kids laugh. At a good fun parent. Eddie, coach, I'm telling you right now, man, you gotta start loosening up or like kids are gonna avoid your house like the plague.
That's what I'm
worried
about.
The kids still, I think there's a middle ground because the kids still like coming over because I play music loud. I joke with them or whatever.
Okay.
You know, I'm cool. But
then when it comes to bringing out phones, coach, all of a sudden you're freaking out.
Coach,
you get schizo on them.
I told you about the time my son had a sleepover with like five kids. And they all had iPads. I'm like, you give me that. You're not playing.
Wait, you just said you give your kids iPads.
No. They're all 12.
Wait, you're saying the neighborhood kids had iPads at your house and you took them away?
This was last year. So they were all 11. This was last year at his birthday party and he wanted to have a sleepover with all his friends. And there's about like seven friends, right? And like at 10 o'clock, they're all just quiet. And I'm like, oh, why are they quiet? They haven't been quiet all day. And sure enough,
it's 10 p.m.
They've got five iPads out, and they're all just kind of like on their iPads. And I'm like, all right, we're picking up iPads. We're time to go to bed. Oh, come on. Don't pick up the iPads. Nah, we're done. Like, you guys aren't even talking to yourselves. Like, do something together or just give me all the iPads. So I took all the iPads away, right? I took all the iPads away. Put it in my room.
When was the last time they stayed after that, boy. Coach?
I took it to my room. 30 minutes later, I walk back downstairs. One of the kids had two iPads. Come over here, you little son of a...
Coach, you had double. Dang, those rich kids.
I walk down there, and he tries to put it away. I'm like, hey, I saw that. Give it to me. Come on, really? I'm like, yes, you don't need an iPad. And then I heard one of them whisper while I was walking down the stairs, oh, dude, what are you going to text her? I'm like, who are you texting? And he goes, it's just a chat room.
See, this is...
He goes, it's just a chat room. I'm like...
Ray, this is...
Hey, that's the thing, coach. They're
he's
not
terrible.
Do, they're
he's not a fun dad.
No, they're not going to want to do a sleepover again.
This is where I gave him the whole speech. And I freaked him out. I was like, oh, yeah? So let me see the chat. Yeah, it's a cool chat. It's a video game, but you can chat with all the players. And what's the girl look like? Oh, she's super hot. Let me tell you something, boys. That's a dude. Oh, yeah, for sure. 99% of the time, that's
my old dude. They were just looking at the picture.
Coach, that's an old dude. And they're just like... Oh, you've been texting an old dude. I'm like, now give me the iPad.
Coach, you did actually
So would you rather them go out and toilet paper someone's house?
Sure, that'd be fine. In the neighborhood?
Yeah.
They're not driving. Absolutely, yeah.
You'd let them do that?
Totally, that'd be fun.
Okay.
But since you're four deep with kids, are they having, like, this weekend, are they going to have kids over?
No, because there's this thing
called Corona.
Yeah, we don't have people over right now.
So it hasn't been like that for 4 months,
No,
huh?
That was last year at his birthday party.
Wow. So they haven't seen their friends from school in months.
They FaceTime each other and they're on a group chat, you know, but no, coach, they don't. Yes, it's tough. And I've been asking them too, like, hey, there's another like a family down the street and I can see the boys. They're kind of around the same age playing basketball. And I feel like telling them, like, let's walk over there and I'll meet the dad. You meet the kids. We'll play basketball or something. Yeah. But we haven't gotten there yet.
Man, that's interesting. Because I remember like. When we would have my brother's birthday, spend the night, a bunch of his friends, and we made a jar of crap, like a month in advance.
Like real crap?
Like we would just take.
I pooped in it.
No.
Okay, first I'll poop in it, then you batter's box, you poop in it.
We box. Like a few weeks before, we put stuff from the fridge, eggs, milk, this, mayonnaise, blah, blah, blah. And we just put it in a big jar and we stuck it in the backyard and let it rot.
That's disgusting. That's good catfish bake, huh?
And so when you...
I mean, your parents didn't see a rotting jar of crap for a week?
How would they see it? It's in the backyard, like...
No one left no one in the backyard ever?
Well, it's in the bushes. You know, you have a lid on it.
Okay.
I mean, there's a backyard. They're not inspecting for it, or it's next to the firewood.
I don't know what Eddie is, dude. It sounds like he checks all corners.
Yeah, I know.
If there's something in my backyard, I'm finding it.
Coach, he found the iPads that night, Coach.
There's nothing in my house that I won't find within a week.
So we go around and pour it on people's doorsteps, like, and it's, I mean, disgusting.
Smells so bad.
Oh my gosh. So we're walking around my brother's birthday party and we're walking and there's this dude, Chris, can't say his last name.
Yeah, let's hold Chris the last name.
Martin?
No, but big dude and crazy. I mean,
crazy Chris.
He'd love those jars
crazy
of crap.
Crazy Chris.
Okay, shoot. So you went to Crazy Chris's house?
Hey man, give me that jar of crap.
And my buddy Aaron, is the one holding it.
Aaron what?
Aaron. And we're sniffing. I mean, you're sniffing it, and you almost puke, okay? And we're out in front of Crazy Chris's house making a lot of noise.
With the jar of crap?
With the jar of crap.
With Aaron.
And Aaron's holding it.
And where's batter's box?
He's right there. We're okay. All right there. All right.
And Garrett?
No, Garrett's not there.
Okay.
Too young. Garrett wasn't in the picture yet. And Chris opens his window and yells, "What the F are you doing?"
Oh,
and Aaron, like a little...
Brooks...
Oh, the jar breaks.
Right? The jar of crap was an actual jar?
Yes.
It was a glass jar?
Yes.
And then splash.
Right on Crazy Chris's edge of his driveway.
Oh.
And Crazy Chris comes tearing out of the house.
Oh, no.
And I'm
so
talking
then you
this
guys got to clean up Crazy Crap.
No, because they ran.
You ain't cleaning up nothing.
No, you ran.
It is book it time. But he lives 2 blocks from our house. And Crazy Chris is like 6'4", long legs.
Is he older than you guys?
He's my brother's age.
Okay, so he's a year older than you.
Oh, a year older than my brother. A year older than my brother, I think.
So he's 3 years older than
yes. you. Yes, and he's crazy.
Better than bug.
And I mean, it is. Oh, my God. We are running for our lives, and we barely get in the house. And Crazy Chris is going around the backyard, front yard, trying all the windows.
Your house?
Yes. Holy. Trying to get
in. Where are your parents?
Asleep. Upstairs.
What time was this?
2 a.m.
Oh my God.
2 a.m. And we're all in the office. You know what I mean? So we think Crazy Chris is gone. So we're going to call Crazy Chris's house. And all of a sudden, Crazy Chris pops up in the window.
What the? This is great. 2 a.m.
Dude, you sure this isn't a Jason episode?
This is like Scream, dude.
I mean, you want to see 12 kids diving out of there. Oh, and he's on the outside. He's not even on the inside.
And what was Crazy Chris doing up at 2 a.m.?
Being Crazy Chris. Okay? He was Crazy Chris. I don't even know how to describe it. He's crazy. Been in trouble with the law many times. And finally, my mom wakes up.
Because
Chris is trying to...
I mean, you guys have been screaming left and right.
Chris is trying to break...
I'm surprised it's taking this long for them to
down,
wake up.
He is trying to break down the back door.
He's kicking it, pushing it. What's he doing?
Shouldering it.
Oh, my God.
And my mom comes downstairs, and we're all just sitting there, and... Oh, you know, we're
out.
Does
she have
out.
A robe on? Is she naked?
She came down her bra and panties.
And she's...
She actually forgot her bra.
And she was like, "What happened?"
We're
like,
"Hey, mom."
And Jackson tells my mom, "Well,
Jackson, you didn't tell me Jackson."
Well,
was
Jackson
there.
Was spending the night.
Dude, okay. More people are piling into the
okay,
house.
Okay, so we have Aaron.
No, there
you.
Was like 10 people spending the night. It was
well,
my brother's
coach,
birthday.
Give me names.
I don't remember everybody that was there. Those are the main players. And she says, "What were you doing out at 2 a.m?" Jackson goes, "Jogging."
That's funny. Like, he was trying to, like, really come up with a lie, and that's all he came up with.
Dude, your mom had to be dying laughing.
And she said, "At 2 a.m, BS, Jackson."
She said, "Bullshit."
And
I love
mean,
your mom. She's so
so then, we like, Crazy Chris went home, and that was the end of the story. But the whole thing was, that's the kind of stuff that I expected a slumber party. Not
dang.
Fort Knox Eddie.
Hey, everybody, be quiet. Eddie said no iPad.
Yeah, you can't talk because Eddie's going to night-night.
No, this is the difference between a fun party without iPads. I was like, go find Crazy Chris. Go do something. Don't sit around texting dudes dressed as women.
Crazy Chris came to your house, Eddie, you'd be hiding with the kids.
I'd be screaming with them. My wife comes down. What are you guys doing? 2 in the morning. Jogging.
Coach. That was one of the, oh my gosh. I don't think I've ever been that scared. It was crazy.
Crazy Chris, huh?
Yes, he was.
My brother one time, he always had the story, and he swears it's true that he came got dropped off by the bus, and the bus would drop us off. I wasn't with him, though, this day, but the bus drops us off like 2 blocks down, and you have to walk home. He said that the bus dropped him off, and he was walking, and there was a dude kind of just squatting down, like an older guy.
Oh, no.
And he was like sucking on a piece of grass, you know, like kind of just watching him.
That's normal.
And then he came and tried to attack him. And my brother kicked him in the knee, and the dude fell over, and he ran home, and he closed the door. And he swears that this story is true, but our whole lives we've always been like, dude, that is the biggest lie ever. And even today, he'll be like, no, dude, I swear to God, that guy did that. And I kicked him right in the shin, and he squealed, and I ran. I'm like, dude, I don't know if, like, how old were you guys with Crazy Chris? 9, 10?
9, 10, 11, 12.
I think sometimes the kids have a little bit of an imagination.
That's what I think, too.
Well, this Crazy Chris is no imagination. It was there. It was real, and it was scary. Like, he was trying to break down that door, and someone had to go bang on my mom's door. And
was your dad, did he ever wake up during any of this?
No. He stayed in bed. He didn't give a crap.
My dad slept through everything. Everything.
He probably just sent your mom down, huh?
No, I'm telling you, he doesn't.
Go see what these guys
are doing. Let me tell you how hard my dad would sleep, okay? One time we went on vacation to Chicago, and my dad didn't go, and he fell asleep on the downstairs couch, and his alarm upstairs is going off, like it's time to wake up in the morning. And it is so freaking loud, the neighbors think it's the house alarm. They call the police.
It was just your dad didn't wake up.
And my dad wakes up to 2 cops coming in the back door to search the place because they think there's a break-in, and my dad's just sprawled out on the couch asleep.
That's funny.
It was his freaking wake-up alarm, Coach.
And it was so loud, the neighbors called the cops.
So the cops woke your dad up for work.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
That was good. I need to go to work today. All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful day.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
I thought we were still telling stories.
Oh, you want
to? Unless we're trying to go that 1 hour and 40 minute mark again.
Hey, well, Coach, it's weird. What are we at now?
Hour.
I mean, it feels like 30 minutes because yesterday's was so long. Or day before yesterday.
Coach, he had to go play-by-play the Vegas timeline.
I mean, Coach, I looked at the clock, and it was an hour, and he's still on Friday.
Oh, dude, when we went an hour deep, and he would just touch from Thursday to Friday, I was like, good
God. You guys were still at the airport an hour deep.
See, and what's funny is my dad asked me, he said, oh, did they enjoy it? And I said, man, I think they had a great time. No, not one of them complained about the time. They were enjoying every second of it. Smash cut a couple days later. If it turns out you guys hated it. You were bitching about the time.
Oh, the story?
Coach, I don't know about the time.
That was the best way to tell the story.
No,
to tell
you
Vegas.
Have to.
We couldn't just come into it and say, oh, Locke's got crazy in the tank top and almost banged a hooker. I mean, we had to actually tell play by play of stuff that went down.
Right. No, it was great. That was the only way you can do it. It just ran a little long. Now, but that, I thought you were asking, your dad was asking about Ray. Like, did you enjoy the party?
I did. I wish there would have been more times where, boom, we're in the hotel room drinking, telling stories. Dude, when we got to the casino floor, boom, lunchbox, straight to blackjack. Matt Overton's quieter because he's got his mask on. You can't be as outgoing.
Yeah.
Dude, me, I couldn't do my big laugh because I had a damn mask on, so people didn't know if I was laughing, if I was talking, if I was looking, if I was asking a question. I'm telling you, when you're doing those masks inside of a little bit place with some noise. I mean, it's kind of difficult to have that normal culture you're used to.
And I get that. Once you go to the casino floor, everyone scatters.
Yep. And that's almost how it had to be. I would stand next to lunch and kind of watch him.
You weren't able
to. Next thing
you
know, I'm getting yelled at by a pit boss. I'm like, F off, dude. You've yelled at me like 5 times. Like, he's my friend. I work with him. I should be able to I get 6 feet, but I'm probably 6.
Did you tell him all that, Coach?
Coach, I would look at him a couple of times and like give him the, what's up? You want some?
You'd flinch at him? What? Come on.
And then he grabs another guy. And I'm like, oh,
okay, he's bigger than me.
Yeah, it hurt that only 3 people could be at a blackjack table or 4 people at a craps table.
Yeah, that was terrible, dude.
Because we couldn't all get on the same table and hang out. That's one
thing
you can
do. I'm actually shocked that we were able to do the first roulette bet, Coach, because they were so damn strict. I'm shocked we even kind of got to get near it.
Did they separate craps, too, like that?
Yes.
With shields?
Yep. The only thing that wasn't separated was roulette.
The Shields are actually pretty legit. They almost seem like they're supposed to be there.
But not for socializing.
But you get so used to them, they almost seem like they're supposed to be there. Not
it's like you're going to the DMV, you know, and you have each little lane. It's great. It was pretty cool. It was weird. It was really weird, though, not being able to hang out and, like, talk through the glass. And
yeah, and I think the waitresses with the free drinks, I think they get to chill a little bit more because they're not as ambitious getting people drinks and stuff. I don't know.
There just aren't a lot of people.
Also, I mean, with the plexiglass in the way, I couldn't tell people how to play. I didn't get to tell them how to gamble.
Oh, you couldn't tell. No. Don't hit on that.
I didn't do it.
And honestly, because of the strict rules, I really would have sat down and played with lunch. But every time, Coach, the seats were taken. So Matt Overton would jump in, my buddy Eric Dodd would jump in. All right, cool. I can't play. Let me go play Bubble Craps. Oh, wait, there's a guy with Hennessy that's been camped out there for 4 hours. Cool. I'll just stand in the middle of the casino and just stand here and then just look around. It was still fun because you're in Vegas and you're drinking. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have a little FOMO? Like, do you feel a little bit you missed stuff?
When the FOMO sunk in when I watched the first roll go down, the roulette roll. I mean, I felt like I was there. Did you see the video I posted where I'm like yelling with you guys?
Didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see it? I posted a video with me.
No, your video was great.
Yeah, that was legit. That's how I felt with you guys.
Was it on your Twitter?
It's on my Instagram.
It's actually the best way to do it.
But it was cool because I was like, I was sitting there watching it and being like, come on, Ray. Ray, don't touch the chips. That's what I totally would have said while I was there. You know, like, Ray, stop. Don't touch the chips. It's good. It's rolling. And then you guys start chanting red, and I started chanting red.
Well, and even though we lost the initial one, there was two other big ones, correct? Caesars and at MGM that we won. So, I mean, there were two good moments, one really bad moment.
Coach, did you see somebody from Caesars died from Corona?
Oh God!
And he works there.
What?
Yeah.
Did you see? Did you see people from Cosmo have Corona? Too? No, not died, but we were at Cosmo.
Yeah. No, this is a guy.
I hope they weren't near the flower drinks that we ended up drinking.
It's a guy that works at. I saw this news story today. A guy that works at Caesars.
Yeah, porter at Las Vegas.
Porter.
What is a porter?
He
hangs out with people that go to Caesars.
Hey, Caesars looked a little bit like those parents that are cool and let their kids do whatever they want.
Yes.
At Caesars, they weren't following too many rules.
They weren't?
No. MGM was very strict. You would take your mask down to sip your drink, and the lady go, okay, are you putting your mask back up? Yes, I was just taking a little chug. I'm sorry, I'm now putting my mask up.
Hey, did they need it over your mouth and your nose or just
your
mouth?
Yes, all of it. Yes, it wasn't, Coach, it wasn't funny business. Like, people were wearing legit masks for 8 hours.
But Caesars was not like that.
No, when we went to Caesars, I mean, dude, there was people flying in the air. I mean, whoa. Where's my little sound effect? I need my
911.
Skrillex.
Man. Hey, did you guys see that one woman that she tried to get a picture of the bison? She was at Yellowstone National Park.
No, what it did? Charger?
Gorder.
Oh, dead? Coach.
Dead?
No. She wasn't dead.
She made it?
Yeah. She got airlifted.
Did you see the
she got within 10 feet multiple times trying to get a closer picture.
You can't get close to a buffalo.
But here's my question. Is 15 feet not good enough?
Yeah, 15 feet's pretty good. Like, right there. It's from here to that table.
That's what I'm
pretty
saying.
Good. Yeah, like 6 feet. Keep your 6 feet from people now with COVID, from buffaloes. Maybe double that. I don't know.
Maybe 100 yards away. And enjoy the view.
Coach, wild animal? I don't know. Maybe go a little bit more extreme than 6 feet, lady.
Did you see that bear that was in the lake swimming and had a jar on his head?
No.
And these fishermen went to save it. They actually went up to the bear. The bear was swimming, had a jar stuck in his head because I guess he put his head in
the jar. Oh, was that a trick?
Was it one of the...
was it a jar crap?
Was it the poop jar? Oh, did you just go with that joke?
Dang it. It was the smelly jar. They were doing the trick on the bear.
Coach,
no.
You brought the whole thing full circle,
there
dude.
We go. And then that's it
broke.
Hey,
then it broke and Cody came out of the woods.
So did they get the thing off?
They got it off. Somebody actually went up. I think his name was Chris.
Oh, man.
Crazy Chris.
Oh, man.
Crazy Chris took the jar off.
Ah, then it broke. It smelled like crap in the lake.
Oh, no.
Then the bear turned around and went, and scared them all. And then the police asked the fisherman, what were you guys doing on the lake?
Jar
jogging.
Crap. Jogging. Got his ass.
Got him.
Coach, did you make up that story?
It's a real story, Coach.
Dang, dude.
Not all the other stuff, but yeah.
Cops asked, what were you doing with that jar of crap?
And one of the fishermen said, jogging. And the cop said, that's BS.
Oh, man, that's
Coach,
that story,
you
Coach.
Got him with his own mom's words that night.
All right, we done?
Yeah, we out. Oh.
Cam Newton, name the starter.
No. What? His take's already been taken wrong within an hour of the podcast.
Well, that goes against my entire angle for this show.
He throws his hands up. Now I can't name the podcast. Cam Newton's not starting.
I forgot to tell you, minor league baseball canceled. There will be no season.
Coach, I didn't think that
Coach,
was ever...
I thought it was canceled the past five seasons.
Coach, they should have canceled that 20 years ago.
I think the Sounds last game was when I first moved here and I had nothing else to do. I guess they've been playing since.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rough, man. What are all those players going to do without their $12 an hour salary?
Go jogging.
Dude, and I feel bad. We would go to those games and rip on some of those players.
You would, Coach. I'd have to tell you, don't yell at them. We'd sit right by the dugout.
They got families and stuff.
No, we'd sit by the bullpen.
I was yelling at that one guy, Meehan, or was it?
No, we're not talking about that.
Coach, we'd have a couple beers and just lay into them.
Hey, they're just warming up, and it'd be a semi-bad pitch. Ah, come on. Try to hit the glove at least.
Coach, he's just trying to make it to the majors.
Man, that's all he's trying to do, man. All right.
We think we're invincible even just because there's a little freaking fence that goes up to your knees right in front of us.
Yeah, that was even before the netting, dude.
Yeah, dude. They could have jumped over and kicked our ass in 2 seconds.
Probably.
All right.
All right.
We're done. Goodbye, everyone.